Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
Committed. That's going to be the word this year. Are you committed? Commitment. We need to be committed. Amen? Without commitment, it's not going to happen. Without commitment, you can't become you. The you God's trying to introduce you to. See that? It takes commitment. It takes you being committed to become the best version of you. And if you're committed, it'll happen. If you're not, you'll be out there looking for something. And it's not going to be, you might be surprised what you get. Amen? And so we definitely are going to take a look at this word committed and commitment. The word commitment in Hebrew is the word Golgotha. That's where Jesus was crucified. So what's the implication? The implication is you have to be willing to die for what you're committed to. If it's not worth dying for, it's not worth being committed to. Are you with me? Because when we're committed, you know what? You'll give your life for it if you're committed. Commitment destroys hurt. When you're committed, people will hurt you. But you'll just keep going because you're committed. You see that? When you're committed, people can say things, do things. I got some of you doing this at home. I like this. We need to just get one of these, right? We're going to get over it. Because when we're hurt, that's all about you. And think about what I'm going to say. Remember when Jesus was baptized at age 30? And God spoke over him and said, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." Now, think about this. He was affirming him. And then he went into his ministry. Now, think about this. That's the way where God is trying to get us to, is where we know who we are, because that was his identity established. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. God wants you to live from affirmation, not for affirmation. Right. Did you catch that? God wants you to live from the affirmation inside the Holy Spirit is giving you about who you are and not what others say to you or for you or about you. Amen. Too many people are too concerned with what people think and people say. That's empty. You'll always give in and quit when the going gets tough if you're all concerned about what people think and say. You won't stay committed. But when you're committed and you know who you are and you're discovering who you are, you're going to live from the inside. You see this? You'll be at home and something you used to blow a gasket at, you can laugh about it. You'll start laughing about it. I used to get upset with that. It doesn't have anything on me anymore. You hearing this? Because it's the Holy Spirit telling you, that was stupid. I'm not stuck on stupid anymore. Huh? Is this making sense? You will love in a way, you'll treat your children, you'll treat your spouse, you'll treat yourself, you'll treat other people altogether different. Altogether different. Now, Pastor Jeff just told me something. I want to repeat it. He said, churches have vaccinated their people with religion. He says it's just enough to keep them from the real thing. Did I say it right? Did you get that? I don't want that up in here. I don't want no vaccination of religion up in here. Right? A pastor's job is to minister the Word of God in a way that prepares you for the return of Christ and to be in relationship with Jesus. That's my job, is that you will be in a relationship with Jesus and you'll be ready when Jesus comes. That's my position, and that's my call, and that's what I'm after. I'm not after religion. Religion doesn't get it. Just going to church and being a religious person has no power. Remember, this is what religion looks like. You take a man off the street and you put a new suit of clothes on him. He looks good, but nothing's changed. Relationship is you take a man off the street, you put a new man in the suit of clothes because he's born again. He has relationship. You see that? That's the way it is. So, we're going to talk about commitment today. And let's go ahead and get to our vision. And let's look at this. To build a people who are established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Father, we thank You for Your presence today. We thank You for Jeff and Lori Hill being with us this morning. We thank You for the anointing on their lives. And Lord, we just give You praise for all that You're doing in here this morning, what You're going to continue to do. Now, Father, we ask that Your Word goes forth by the power and presence of the Holy Spirit, and You call us. You call us to be committed, and You're calling us to be who You created us to be. Father, we need Your help. We trust You this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. All right. All right. Commit your way. Whew. You got to read the Bible when you read the Bible. Commit your way. Where? To the Lord. Remember, the word Lord means what? Master. Ruler. He's the master, He's the ruler. When He's Lord, He's ruling your way. You see that? That's huge. Commit. Remember? Commit. This idea of commitment is huge. So I want us to think about this. He says, commit. Commitment is the bridge we must cross to move from proclamation to possession of all God promises. You can hear everything He promises, but you'll never possess any of it until you're committed. It'll never be yours until you're committed. Did you catch that? It becomes yours when you become committed. This is huge. Nothing really works without commitment. Nothing works. Some of you said, well, this year I'm going to start out and I'm going to be on a diet. Good luck with that. If you're not committed, it's not going to work. Right? I'm going to work out this year. I'm going to be a lean, mean fighting machine. Rough and buffed. You saw that, didn't you? I know. That don't happen without commitment. No. But folks, listen. If you aren't committed, nothing's going to happen. That booty deuce is going to hang there and keep shaking till be there next year, right? If you don't do something about it, you got to be committed. A budget won't work without commitment. Your finances are going to remain the same if you aren't committed, if you don't get committed. And I tell you, things change when you start doing things God's way. What did He say? Commit your way, the way you thought you should handle your money. Commit it and do it God's way, and He'll show you. You see that? I don't care how high the gas prices get. I don't care about inflation. If you're committed, God's going to provide. If you're going to be great in God's kingdom, you're not going to do it without being committed. Amen. Commitment takes you from being ordinary to being extraordinary. Commitment takes you from the mundane to the major. Amen. It takes you from being a fan to being a follower. You see that? I don't want to be a fan. Rah, rah. You hear me? Some people just go to church. They're just fans. And they'll always be disgusted. They'll always be upset about this and that. And they'll always be, something will always be a problem. But when you get committed, He starts to show you things in your life about you. And things begin to change. And your response begins to change. You know, if you're going to be happy, that's a choice. If you're unhappy, you've chose to be unhappy. You know, I was watching the news the other day, and they said there's a epidemic in America. There's an epidemic, and it's not the pandemic, it's not the virus, it's mental illness. Depression. Anxiety. People worried about what's going on around. Oh, this is going on in America. Suicide. It's higher than it's ever been. Crime is higher than it's ever been. Donita hires people. I mean, she hires people. I mean, it's like turnover. I mean, people come and they come in and they just sell themselves and tell you all this. And they find them out there out of their mind, passed out in their car. Proverbs 16:3 says this, Commit your works to the Lord, and He will establish your thoughts. You see, if you're committed and He's involved with it, you're going to be secure. I don't care what's going on around you. I don't care what it looks like. You'll be sitting there getting your lip cut off and be secure and give God some praise. Are you with me? Are you getting a hold of this? When you commit yourself, when you commit your works to the Lord, He establishes your thoughts. You get Him involved, everything changes. But you start, there's no commitment, the enemy's going to climb right in there and show you what's going on in your life and eat your lunch. Am I making sense? And that depression will be all over you. Am I making sense? We're all going to go through, well, we all can have that at times. Proverbs 12:25 says, anxiety in the heart causes depression. But a good word makes the heart glad. When you're committed to God, you're committed to His word. And He'll drive it out of your life.
Amen.
He'll drive it out. You can't keep coming to a church and stay connected in a church that's committed and stay up under depression. Am I making sense?
Amen.
It'll come off of you. I'll tell you what, it came off some people this morning when Lori was singing. She comes here, I cry all the time. I don't know what the deal is. She makes me cry. And the sad thing is like, it's a good thing. Well, you're just a baby. Well, maybe I am, but it's, you know what? It's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Holy Spirit will make you cry. Well, I don't cry. I'm a man. You know what? All right, you keep your man self. God will show you something.
Amen.
You get up under a real anointing, and you're committed, it's going to bring something up in there. It's going to flow. Tears are going to fall. Am I making sense? I know I'm being a little overboard, but it's okay.
Praise the Lord.
I'm going to tell you something. You better get committed. When you're committed, things change.
Amen.
Things change. Some people get farther in life than people who are gifted and talented and skilled. They get farther in life simply because they're committed. Because they're committed. Am I making sense? You know what it is? It's maturity. God matures you as you're committed. You begin to grow. You start seeing who you are. That's what commitment does. It brings the real you out. Jacob wrestled with God. You know what? Your wrestling match is not the biggest with the devil. Your biggest wrestling match is with you, with yourself. Jacob said, I won't stop until I'm blessed. He became Israel. He became his true self after he wrestled with God. Am I making sense? You got to be willing to wrestle with yourself because that's where the real match is. And God's going to show you who you are. If you're going to become the true version of who you are, it's not going to happen without commitment. It's not going to happen without commitment. Commitment is attractive. What do you mean by that? Just what I said. Commitment is attractive. I was in this church for, I've been here going on 22 years. For 11 years, I was doing this thing by myself as a pastor. And Mary, you know, she would have me over all through that time. People, you know, coming over. So I'm over there, and Donita's there. Olivia was little, and I'm looking. I'm just being a pastor. You know, that's what people do with a pastor. Have them over for dinner. Some of you folks need to get busy. But anyways, I'm there. And I thought, okay. All of a sudden, just something happened. I looked over there. I said, what? Something changed in me. But here, I remember it. My mind. I thought, she's been in this church all these years. In the nursery. Always back there with the kids. Every Wednesday night. Every Sunday. She's committed. I thought, right away, you know what I thought? I thought, I could marry her. Now, did I ever think about that before? Not one time. It was that commitment. I'm telling you, when you're doing what I'm doing, you better have somebody who's committed. When you're doing what you're doing, you better have somebody that's committed. Am I making sense? Commitment is attractive. Everybody wants commitment. Churches want committed members. Members want committed churches. Coaches want committed players. Players want committed coaches. You know, I was Friday, I went to my grandson's tennis match. And he's starting to play tennis. So I thought, I'm going to go watch him. No, it's Friday. Yeah, Friday. Did I say Friday? Well, anyways, I was there watching him play. And there's this really nice facility there. And all these big tennis courts. And the guy that owns the place is the coach. And so I see his interaction with all these, I see his interaction with these kids. And how he's just so patient and takes his time with them. And I can see he really is concerned about them and how they play tennis and the best in them. And I was watching them. And it was full that day. And the lobby was full, and there were some tennis matches that just got done, and he was standing there kind of like in the middle of them, the coach. And I looked at, and I had to leave, and Finley was getting ready to play another match, but I had to get going. And so I looked at him, and I said, Mr. So-and-so, you're doing a great job. Keep it up. And everybody got quiet, and he looked at me, and he smiled. He said, thank you. Thank you. And I thought, you know, I did that because it was attractive. His commitment. You see that? Am I making sense? What he was doing he's got this vision, this big antenna, and helping these kids in areas of their life. It's okay to play sports. It takes discipline. Discipline's a good thing if you keep God first, amen?
Amen?
So I'm just trying to help you see this. This is huge. People want coaches to be committed, amen? Leaders want followers to be committed. Followers want leaders to be committed.
Amen.
Businesses want clients to be committed. Clients want businesses to be committed. Right? God wants people to be committed. And we want God to be committed. Amen? In Galatians it says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For that which a man sows, he will also reap. For he who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. He says, do not grow weary in well-doing. For in due season, you will reap.
Amen.
You see that? If you faint not, or if you don't lose heart, quit. You see, when you quit, you give up the harvest God is trying to bring into your life. If you're not committed, you're going to be standing in the middle of a harvest maybe you don't want next year. If you don't get committed somewhere in your life, the same thing is going to be facing you, looking at you without commitment. It's going to be the same old, same old. But if you're committed and you begin to change what you're sowing, there's going to be a harvest. It's going to be worth harvesting. Am I making sense? When you quit, you forfeit the harvest that you were looking for. And you get a harvest you don't want. It'll probably be rotten. And discouragement. And depression. And whatever. 2 Timothy 1:12 says this. He says, for this reason I also suffer these things. Paul was letting Timothy know, there's going to be suffering with commitment. It's going to be suffering. Anybody ever suffer? You know what? You think suffering is, you don't know what suffering is. We don't know what suffering is. In America, we don't. I need to take you to some of those villages in India. People walk for miles just to hear the gospel. Bring their whole family. No comfortable chairs or anything. They sit on the ground. Suffering is something we don't really understand in America. But when you're committed, there's going to be suffering. That's why he said, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. For I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. He's going to guard, shield, and protect what you have committed to him. The day is the capital D when he comes back. He wants you and I to be committed now till he comes back. Am I making sense? And when you're committed, you're going to get through. You're going to make it. This is the word for 2022. Everybody say, committed.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
I've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.